Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Hello and welcome to this uncharacteristically quiet episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I am staying with my family and Ruby Setnik, who's over there, and we could get on the pod. And maybe, in fact, later on, we will get Ruby on the pod. As she winces and grimaces, I hope this chair's not too noisy. It's not so bad now that I'm in a robe. For those listening on the audio-only podcast, I'm enrobed. Family's asleep. I've had liquid bowels for the last few days. We're on a road trip. I won't go into too much detail, but boy, oh boy, oh boy. You eat Chinese food in a mid-California town, and you get Chinese food in a mid-California town results. Mid-California sounds like a dig, but the region is actually, as best I'm aware, called Mid-California. And some of it's actually quite lovely. I think we're experiencing... I wanted to do another visual episode because I believe we're experiencing a Joe Rogan bump. Thank you to everybody who wrote such lovely things about the Joe Rogan Experience. It was very nerve-wracking, a bit wonderful. What a good podcast host he is. I think he'll go far in this business. And thank you also to the one person who, I shouldn't have read any of the comments, but I read just enough of the comments to get one person who was a loon, who thinks I'm a plant. And boy, I wish they think I'm some sort of plant. They thought I was some sort of... They thought I'd like been put there to push some sort of agenda. And I can't tell you how much I wish someone had come along earlier in my career and said, you've got to say this about Bitcoin, you know, but you can get on the Joe Rogan Experience. It would have saved me a lot of time and bother in building and developing a career if anybody had come along and said, I would have been gettable. I'm so gettable. People wouldn't even give me ads for sports betting companies. I could have. You know, anything but condoms. I've said that for years. Anything but condoms I can do an advertisement for. No one would believe... I would be a bad spokesman for... Bitcoin over... Yes. Yes, Ruby. Every day of the week. Because Bitcoin, while a folly, is not, I don't believe, intrinsically evil. It's wonderful to be here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan with you. Some people will be watching this for the first time. Wow, what an exciting moment. What an exciting moment that is. I don't always have this podcast equipment. I lost a bag in Las Vegas, and I lost all of my podcasting equipment. So I had to go to a guitar center and buy some new stuff. This blue microphone felt cool at the time, and now I'm worried that it's a little flamboyant. I realized that I thought, oh, I don't see anyone else podcasting with a blue microphone. And now I've got it and I'm doing it. I'm thinking, man, I don't see anyone else podcasting with a blue microphone. What am I doing? What am I doing? Shit. Oh, I haven't seen a lot of... If I haven't responded to you, if you've written me a nice message, I haven't responded. That's because I'm now rocking this minimalist telephone. You see that? You see that? There's a Kindle e-reader screen. And I'm not being paid by them, but I'd love to be paid by them. I'd love to be paid by them to do ads for them and also to give them tips on how to make it a better phone. Here's why I couldn't take money from them. Is it's got a lot of problems as a phone, and if you're not hopelessly addicted to your telephone device for all sorts of purposes, I cannot recommend it one bit. It's worse than a normal phone, like the phone I'm speaking into now to record the visual element that belongs to Ruby. I've been on the road for too long. We drove from Austin to Los Angeles. We spent a week in Los Angeles, and then we've driven up here, and the Joe Rogan thing came out, and I thought that might be going very badly, and I couldn't even tell if it was going badly because I'm on this ridiculous phone that doesn't really work, and I have to put it on airplane mode off and on before I make a call. Like, it should work as a phone. It should work as a phone. That's really all. That's all I want it for, is to work as a phone, and it doesn't. It's pretty good for playing chess, and my chess has never been better. I'm playing chess at an incredible level. I'm crushing Ruby at the chess. Anyway, the important thing... I beat you again and again. You've never beaten me. You've never beaten me. You can't hear. You can't hear Ruby's sad, sad excuses. Oh, anyway, so the podcast is about my journey for boat ownership, and it's coming along. That Joe Rogan thing, the big bump, all these new people watching this incredible... I mean, this has got to be the highest quality version of the podcast that I've ever put out. Holy dooly, goodness gracious. There's a book of poems coming out soon. That money will go towards boat ownership at some point. Once I get my life together, then the money goes to boat. First, life. If I don't have a life, I can't buy a boat. So we've got to pay for... I mean, I am in a fancy hotel room, so I feel weird about it. I feel weird wearing this robe and these beautiful... Look at me, little thing for your tootsies down there. And people are paying for me to have a boat. And what have I got to say? I've got to say, go over to the Patreon and give me money so I can buy a boat, but then I'm staying in a place like this. Not because I want to stay in a place like this, not because we've been staying places like this on the road trip, but because I urgently, urgently needed to... I wouldn't even call it a bowel movement. I'd call it a bowel flow. Because I've been... I don't know if I'm having interior organ damage or if I'm just stressed and having a lot of nicotine and not eating very much. It's just nicotine and caffeine, and I'm still not losing weight. I think I got food poisoning, and all I'm doing other than the food poisoning food is nicotine and caffeine, and I can't get slim. There was one moment on the podcast where Joe Rogan asked me if I'd thought about going on Ozempic, and I did take that as a dig. I think we were talking about Ozempic. He said, have you ever thought about going on it? I said, no. Because in America, I don't think of myself as a big fat person. But when we go back to Australia at some point, people will say, look at him, he's America. What are they putting in the food? And he can't have dairy anymore. How do you gain weight when you can't even have delicious ice creams? Ruby thinks I might have a gluten intolerance. Ruby thinks everybody has a gluten intolerance, and then they get off gluten and they feel way better. And I don't care if it is gluten making me feel bad. I'm not giving up croissants. I've already given up cheese in the croissants. I'm not giving up. I've given up chocolate in my croissants. I'm going to continue having unpleasant
tomato croissants.
Have
croissants.
Butter in them.
My sweet wife. Was I too loud? People have just seen your knees.
Edit it out.
Will you sit over here? This is what we do. We put one woman talking off microphone, and then she gets a microphone, and then she's on the microphone, and we get a second woman off. The podcast must have a woman off microphone at all times. You can be showering while you're off microphone.
As long as you stay off microphone.
I don't know if people will be able to hear the very noisy pipes of the shower going.
I think if they do, it won't matter too much.
So I'm here with my wife, and Ruby's on the trip as well. And Ruby has been a wonderful help with it. I mean, really, Ruby, such a help with the children. I like to travel with a third person as much as possible, because when it's just, you know, two people. Yeah. I think that's where a lot of family road trips go wrong, is it's just the nuclear family. And yeah. Then, you know, I remember when I was a child and my dad was driving us across Australia the two or three times that he managed to bring himself to do that, because yeah. He had such a bad time on the first one.
Yeah.
Shouting, hostility, which I sense in myself. And I've done a couple times. But I think having someone who's not a blood relative in the car with you keeps everyone's behavior just a little better than it would otherwise be, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying as many hurtful things as I'm thinking.
Is that the point of God?
Go on.
Like, abstractly, if I'm gone and it's just you and or it's just your dad in the car, is God like the third part, like the weird childless woman who keeps you from yelling?
I think theologically,
God
is very far away from being a childless woman.
No, but you understand exactly what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, we always hang out with a wonderful, weird, childless woman. Childless is such a negative...
That's how you described me yesterday, so I'm... Well, you said I was single, and then you became worried that I would take offense to that because I'm not.
You have a boyfriend.
Yes. I have a boyfriend. But I'm single through
really
your...
Really like.
Yeah, James really likes my boyfriend.
He took me to a bookstore.
Pulled out all the stops for you.
It's important to have people around your family to hang out. And I was very moved with you and my daughter. You know. There have been a number of times on this trip. You have a beautiful thing with my daughter. And it's really nice. It's really nice. She's like a very ADHD strange child. And you are an ADHD strange lady. And she gets to like bond and have a nice time. And of course, you can do that with men as well. You know, you can have men come with you on a trip.
Yeah.
The fear there is that they'll rape your kids.
Yeah.
And I don't really fear that.
What do you mean, really?
Well, I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah.
People have been fooled before.
That's true.
But I definitely feel safer traveling with her. I really feel like women should have all young child jobs.
That's, yeah. Maybe.
I know that, like...
Women do bad stuff, too.
Women do bad stuff, too, and not all men do bad stuff. But there was a man in Australia recently who did unbelievably foul. Like, the worst... Look it up.
To young children?
Yeah. In many childcare centers to many kids.
And he just got away with it.
I think he got done for something else. He was part of a ring.
Oh.
And someone got for
a ring, a pedophile ring.
Yeah. Oh. How come it's never a pedophile necklace? Yeah. They love their rings.
It's never a pedophile home. It's always a pedophile house. You said funny stuff about Ugly Betty today.
Oh, this is good producing. Here's a fun thought. I'll get to that. There'll be a small amount of editing on this.
Sorry, podcast. Whatever you want.
Stephen Colbert's show has been cancelled, and maybe that's due to some nefarious political things, and maybe that's also just because you got to hire 200 people to make a show that no one wants to watch, right? And I think the other late-night shows, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time before they all go, because that's not quality entertainment anymore. I watch... we tried to watch them last night, and it seemed hokey and strange, with the exception of Jelly Roll as a guest host for Jimmy Kimmel, who was fabulous. But Jimmy Fallon is there, and he's, you know, he's pretending like he's having a great time playing a party game with The Roots and Natasha Lyonne, which is a fever dream. And it's Stephen Colbert's almost crying while he talks to Adam Schiff about California politics. It's hokey, you know, people are wearing a suit, they're pretending to talk, the audience is full of people who I'm sure don't watch the show. The world's moved on, and this is entertainment now. This is The Tonight Show. How could they possibly compete with hotel room, one person's off camera, beautiful robe? Can you feel that we're in the future right now?
You never got back to about Ugly Betty.
Oh, yes. I was having my thought about Ugly Betty. She was beautiful. I just thought it was funny that some studio executive was like, get me the most beautiful Hispanic woman we have. Throw some glasses on her. We will call the show Ugly Betty.
Look at her. She's hideous.
And she doesn't... It has to stay Ugly Betty. Does Betty get hot at some point during Ugly Betty?
I think
Betty?
A few times she takes her glasses off and has and a
people
boyfriend.
People go, wow. Then she puts the glasses back on and he leaves.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Devastating.
I wanted to remake Ugly Betty. I wanted to reboot Ugly Betty.
You did.
But here's my thought. Because I think I've figured out the big problem that Ugly Betty had that capped its success. I'm calling it fucking smoking hot Betty. And I think that'll find a bigger audience. That could be a reel.
Right there.
Mm. Now I'm going to say five things. I'm addicted to getting the bump and people joining in on the podcast. Okay. Why don't I just say a series of really dynamite things?
Okay.
It could all be reels.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Just go ahead. Say something dynamite.
Banana hat. Hat man.
Is that because we watched Curious George this morning?
Yeah. Which I think, Curious George, man, this is great. This is going to be a great reel too. I can't believe they're getting away. Curious George is a show about a family of white Southerners who look after a cheeky monkey who don't know how to act right.
I don't think it's a racial thing.
Take away a few bananas and that's it's the blind side.
I think it's because children are just monkeys. It's the blind side. Can I also make an observation about Curious George that's less astute?
Please.
But if you just, every episode is the same thing where George is forced to join the market economy and he's a monkey and he's also a baby, so he can't do the job.
Yeah.
So in the first one, he had to count whales. He had to do census for scientists and he fucked that up.
They cut the monkey doing the whale census.
Yes, and he fucked it up. And then everyone's like, it's okay, you're a monkey. And then the next episode, he had to do a mail route. It's just him doing all the jobs.
But I think the crux of Curious George, as my wife hopefully will join us off microphone just for a moment while I make this one point about Curious George. Thank you, honey. Because you've seen more Curious George than I have. So Ruby was saying every episode of Curious George is about him joining the market economy and fucking it up. But I would say it's also about him not only fucking it up, but then finding, you know, in finding a solution to the way that he's stuffed it up, they can do it better than they ever could before, you know.
There's a solution in the
problem. They don't just fix it.
I guess that's the inventive.
It's usually better. But it's like, I think America's very good at tolerating people who mess up, the bumbling.
We bumbling like bumbling. Type people. So you like bumbling too in Australia and different.
No. We have no.
You like an underdog.
Underdog is not a bumbler.
How is it different? Also, can I just say real quick that the spinoff is like, well, somewhere there's a baby whale doing the monkey census. Sorry.
Please, just for a moment while we talk about Curious George. I can't podcast alone anymore. I've lost the ability. I've tried a couple times. And
I think it's just a stressful time for you.
So the bumbler comes up with great things, but is socially difficult.
Yeah.
The underdog like believes in something, and the underdog is just underfunded. Like we think of our country as being the underdog. I can't think of a beloved Australian person who seemed like they had a messy room.
Yeah.
Am I being unfair with that? Oh, that makes sense
based on what you've told me. Like, because in Survivor, you like the manipulator. And I like the manipulator, but that's unique as an American.
Like Americans
we don't like the cunning person who manipulated everybody and was playing games and was having secrets, even if that means that they're more competent. But you guys, you're okay with that and you forgive them because you are such a fan of competence.
I think that the dynamics of the shows, we don't like successful people. Dynamics of the two shows are very different, and that's why I think that is. So in America, everybody's a schemer and playing at a really, really high level. And so when you get someone who's not doing, it'll be like one person who's not doing that. And that's really lovely to watch.
Yeah.
And in Australia, it's like, man, three guys who've really watched the show a lot and 17 people who are just like, it was that or Love Island. And they weren't quite hot enough to get into Love Island. Is that fair? I think it's off type. You think there are more people now? There are. First, it was just Dave. It was like four seasons until there was one guy who was incredibly good. who's now the host, and this is a big controversy in Australia, is they've kicked off the old host and they're getting the best player to have played the game to come in as the host. And people love – it's Jonathan LaPaglia, who's Anthony LaPaglia's brother. And he's – I barely even want to go on Australian Survivor anymore if Jonathan LaPaglia is not going to be the host. And as they keep turning me down, I may get to fulfill that ambition.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in Carmel by the sea.
Just Carmel.
There were caramels on our pillows when we got to this very fancy place. I think we could definitely get another reel out. I can feel one more reel a brewing.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I don't know yet.
But Go ahead. No, say, do it. Do the reel.
We were talking about the Dancing in the Dark music video and Courtney Cox getting pulled out of the crowd. Because my mother drove home. This is a story my mother told me over and over again, is that Courtney Cox went with a friend to be an extra in the Dancing in the Dark Bruce Springsteen music video. And the girl that they had, who has to like get pulled out of the crowd by Bruce as a part of the song and dance with him, she could do it once, but then they needed to do like four or five other takes and she couldn't maintain her enthusiasm. So they got another girl and she couldn't do it. And eventually they said, well, let's try this girl who's just shown up for this. And Courtney Cox was fabulous and she could do it again and again and again. She looked excited every time. And then Ruby tried to look that up on her phone. You said you tried to look that up and you couldn't find it. I said, it's the Dancing in the Dark video. You said, oh, I was looking up Courtney Cox dancing excited.
Successfully, actually.
Is it Courtney Cox successful excited dancing?
Successful dancing.
I don't know why my mother told me that. It was like 15, 20. It was so, it's one of the few things that my mother really, really drilled home was that Courtney Cox, listen, Courtney Cox was excited again and again in the Dancing in the Dark music video for Bruce Springsteen. I think as a man, the more helpful thing would have been becoming Bruce Springsteen. I don't know that I'll have that many opportunities to get pulled out of an audience and dance with someone.
So few of us get to be Bruce Springsteen. Most of us at it's our really best get to be guys. Courtney Cox. What do you say?
It's really just three guys that get to be Bruce Springsteen.
Just the five, funny. Yeah.
Has that been on my foot the whole time? Has that remains of a sandwich been on my foot the whole time? What funny things have you said on the drive? We could turn them into reels.
It was all pretty in context.
Taylor, what's the funniest thing you've said in the last 4 days?
She said the 9/11, but that's taking a joke from Taylor and using it for your nefarious reel turning.
I take purpose. A lot of jokes from Taylor and use them in
the,
my
do
act.
The do the
you'll note that I'm not as airplane. Bitty in real life as I am on stage, and that's largely because I'm lifting things that
if I had a Taylor, and I do, and I will.
Can I tell you my favorite Taylor joke that I stole?
Yes.
It was given. You willingly you let me have it. I made it less edgy. So the one I had was
is it I think retard never left? Is it that one?
No, that's just stolen kidding. From 89% of the entire Austin comedy scene.
Yeah.
The Taylor. Okay, I'll say my one was like I read a study that said the person most likely to assault a woman is her partner. So I've stopped following her to her car. I've stopped walking her to her car at night.
Yeah.
You know, I just want her to be safe.
But, that's really funny.
It's very fun, but that's the
was polite, that one that you had? No, that's just something you said.
The Tay one, and the original Tay one was, you know, all these conservatives are worried that women are going to get raped in unisex bathrooms, you know, because they're trans people. But that's not, you know, there's a kernel of truth in that. Because you are most likely to be raped in a unisex bathroom. The one in your home by somebody you know. Did I do that justice?
I think you told me that joke the first time we hung out, Tay. Yeah.
She knows how to win people on side. I would have loved for you to... that'll seem to new people who are here for the bump, like I'm talking over my wife. But she, by the way, refuses to speak into the microphone on the podcast.
She despises to be known.
Mm.
What's the bit that you're doing? Not being known?
You're an unknown. You're a known unknown.
To this week on the trip, Taylor said, do you do Here Comes the Airplane when you're feeding a baby food? And I say, what do you mean? Yeah, I do it. She's like, but do Americans do it? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, isn't it offensive? And I was like, because of 9/11? And that was her plan all along for me to get there.
You played a long game there,
did you? Really funny. So you can do a reel of you just listening to me retell you something that Taylor said 3 days ago. And we can post a reel of you reacting to that.
So you do the first two, and then you the government comes in and does a third one somewhere else. And later on, you take credit for it. And then the government fires a missile at the fourth one and then pretends like people took over the plane.
Yeah.
And all the Jewish children get a text message that morning that their food is going to come to them like this. Which I don't believe. I've had enough of anti-Semitism.
Is that DM going to make you more anti-Semitic than you are?
I did my philo-Semitic material at the Comedy Store and someone thought I was being anti-Semitic. And
what does philo mean?
Love.
Neutral.
It's kind of pastry. No, it's a philo-Semite is someone who loves the Jewish people.
Oh, like a pedophile. So you could call it a semophile? That's not right.
Semophile.
No, yeah. Oh, I think I called your dad that one. Someone
who judges wine.
It was funny.
My dad's love of Israel is so...
I just...
yeah, strong and deep. I'd love to go to Israel to do shows, but no one will book me there.
In Israel?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're busy right now. Just wait a little longer.
Well, I'd like to... obviously, I don't believe in boycotting people from, you know, talking to them. I believe in dialogue.
Yeah.
And I'd have some criticisms about the way they're conducting themselves. But I think, wouldn't that be funny to go to Israel and be like, can you guys, come on, cool it down?
Yeah, that'd be a funny way to never be seen ever again. Suicide by Israel.
I don't think Israel would.
You'd go to Israel and say, hey, guys, I just want to have a talk.
Guys, you're killing too many innocent people.
Yeah, they every time they hear that, but they accuse you. But you're a free country
and you can hear sense. Mm-hmm. Someone's got to have the audacity to go over there and help them.
Sometimes your son just starts, he's across the room and he makes eye contact with me and he puts his arms up and he starts screaming and running at me and he's doing suicide by cop, but he's just doing it at me. It's just very alarming. Get rid of that.
No, that was a reel. That was a real good anecdote. They're all such, magical people.
Your kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm by and large in favor of having children. Certainly for me. And often for other people. I can't tell you how good my chess has gotten.
Your chess?
My chess has gone up a whole, like 300. I've moved up several orders of magnitude in my.
Is it because of your old phone? Did you read a book? Is there anything you can recommend to listeners at all these little men? Sorry, not little. These men who are big and strong who listen to your podcast that would help them.
Help them with their chess?
Yeah. I did not mean to call them little men. I just meant like all these.
Very few of them are little men. These guys. Several of them are massive.
I'm sure several of them are massive.
We saw many of them.
When and did then
when
I see
was, when I was mailing out the shirts, let me tell you, we got a double XL audience. Financially more lucrative for me if I could get some smalls listening.
I just meant that the ones that who might like to know about your chess theory maybe are small in stature, but large in mind.
All sorts of people play chess, but I will say when I watch the videos of people explaining chess to me on the internet, they're often
small. They're little men.
And there's a weird niche that has opened up. This
they should make the pieces heavier.
You should only be allowed to move the pieces if you're doing cardio and eating protein. That should be what moves the pieces. They should build a machine for that. Yeah, Ruby's nasty.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant that the skinny guys could maybe get stronger by doing what they're passionate about already. Suggestion. It's like when they put the B12 in my Red Bull and I'm like, I feel like a dog being served a vitamin with cheese around it.
Can we talk about
it's you? Patronizing, but it's good.
A spoonful of sugar. That's how I feel about getting my peanut butter in the chocolate cups.
Talk about me? What?
No, we can't.
What?
We can't. But are you taking a reprieve from comedy, and how that's made you feel?
I have lots of many complicated feelings about it, and sometimes I can talk about it, and sometimes I can't, and I get grumpy, and I'm sorry. You both have been very patient with me, going back and forth and being frustrating. As frustrating it is to you, imagine how my managers feel. My managers.
So you've told them that you're taking a break?
I'm not taking... Well, I've told them that I'm... Yeah. I guess I have. In a roundabout way that you would... Is this going to be a super public episode?
Yeah, it was going to be. We don't have to talk about it.
We can talk about it. I don't know if that's interesting to talk about.
You're right. It's inside baseball.
Yeah.
I will say... This is sort of a nice thing. My Stanley Tucci poem is blowing up.
You're able to see your YouTube statistics on there?
Sorry? Yeah.
Is today... Did you look at statistics today?
Yeah.
Did you look at statistics and numbers for the first time after it came out today?
Yeah.
That's why you're grumpy. That's why you're poopy.
If I have organ
not that you're grumpy
everyone
at
everyone just told me I was in a bad mood.
That would suck, yeah.
I'm like sweating blood and dying on the floor. And
I'm so
like,
sorry.
You're just a bit nervous about how Rogan went. And I'm like, I'll say my last words, do you know what they'll be? I forgive you all. It's what I thought too. How could we have known?
You should go to a doctor.
Saying that so that you feel better about it when I die.
Every time I suggest my weird, untrustworthy doctor to you, you say, ah. Let's do the podcast.
Let's see if the podcast helps. Yeah. Here's my Stanley Pucci. I got the poop on the brain. What happened to Stanley Tucci? He used to be a movie star. Now he just goes to Italy and eats a bowl of pasta. And all I see is Pedro Pascal in every single movie. When will you have eaten enough spaghetti, Stanley Tucci? It's had 16,400 likes.
Really?
That's my biggest poem. By far, and it's not making it into the book because it doesn't speak to the human heart and soul. And in 100 years, when people pick up one of my books, they'll go, who was Stanley Tucci? Why does he care about him eating pasta? Why doesn't he like Pedro Pascal? I said some very hateful things about Pedro Pascal on the drive, and I take them all back. He's a great guy.
Say what you said.
I don't want to. Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Force McCann Catamaran Plan. No, we don't have to. I mean, if we've got anything
no,
else.
No, you're right.
This is the new Tonight Show.
This is a Tonight Show.
I am Stephen Colbert. I am keeping democracy functioning. I keep our elected leaders accountable.
You don't have any pants.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.